Please remember this is an adults only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, before we get into the main part of the show, I would like to mention our second birthday in a couple of weeks. So if you haven't written in before, now's your time to do it. I want to make that show extra sexy. So email me any suggestions you have, anything you would like to make that a night to remember. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then why not show it some support and enjoy a commercial-free experience by visiting wildinbed.com and becoming one of my cherished VIP club members and enjoying uninterrupted pleasure. So tonight, the second part of our little story. When we left Katie, she had just been caught pleasuring herself as she watched her bosses getting it on. So, what will happen to her now? On her knees, in front of Jamie. You know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy if you just email me at devlin@wilddesires.com. And I will do my best to bring your fantasy to life. Now, tonight's show is sponsored by the Wolf Brothers Saga. Now, you know me, and I love anything innovative. And the Wolf Brothers podcast most definitely is that. It's a down-to-earth podcast drama. It has really plenty of filth. It's more like a radio drama than a podcast, but it also deals with real-life situations. So just have a listen to this excerpt and see what you think.
Wolf Brothers Saga, an audio drama for adults.
If you don't want a knight in shining armor, then why did you tell me?
You were interrogating me.
For the tough girl you try to pull off, you caved pretty quick.
You bastard! Let's be clear about one thing. All I want from you is your cock, nothing more. I just wanted to get laid, and that's all you are to me. A potential good fuck, and that's all you'll ever be to me.
Why do you talk like that?
Because I'm a slut, in case you haven't figured that out on your own. God, you're such a fucking dumbass.
Virgins are not usually classified as sluts.
He tried to warn her.
You're so much better than that.
She didn't listen. Fiction for adults is intended for a mature audience. Adult language. Graphic sex. Graphic violence. Find Wolf Brothers Saga on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pretty excellent, huh? After tonight's show, why not just go ahead and download an episode of the Wolf Brothers Saga podcast and continue your pleasure into the night? You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to submit to pleasure, take a nice deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release your inner passions as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing over your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Katie held her breath. Jamie's stern gaze bore into her. Suddenly, the levity of the situation weighed heavily upon her. She had been caught pleasuring herself by her two bosses. It would never matter what they had been doing. just what she had. Suddenly, she could feel her career, her future, slipping through her fingers. Her eyes dropped in what she hoped was a sorrowful way. "I'm sorry, sir," she muttered, her voice breaking. The back of Jamie's knuckles caressed her cheek, pressing along her jawline slowly. He wasn't harsh or aggressive. If anything, he was more gentle and affectionate, almost protective. Lifting her face toward him, his dark eyes twinkled in the dim light, his powerful frame silhouetted beautifully by the bright light of the bathroom behind him. Katie tried to make out his expression in the shadows, but failed miserably. Squinting, the only thing she could make out were the pinpoints of light twinkling in his eyes, somehow emphasized by the dark shadows cast over his face. "You've always been creative in difficult situations, Katie," he said, his voice level and controlled. "What would you suggest?" Katie tried to think of an excuse, a way out, but could think of nothing. Her mind was still firmly focused on his semi-erect cock, pulsing not 3 inches from her face. Unable to clear her mind, instinct took over, and she reached for her discarded shirt, the coffee still warm and wet on it. Gently, she stroked it over Jamie's cock, coyly looking towards his face, veiled in the shadows, cleaning him in the most submissive way she could think of. Through the soft material of her shirt, she could feel the burn of his cock. Thankfully, he didn't pull away, which is what she expected. She could feel the distant echo of his legs tensing at her touch, almost a reluctant pleasure. A sound resonated through the confines of the dining room, not so much a moan, more the sound of air echoing through his chest as a man suppressed his moans. Gaining confidence, Katie stroked his length a little further, feeling him swelling under her shirt. Her eyes focused on his, where he could see her face plain as day. Despite her lack of light, she smiled with as much innocence as she could muster. "Does this help, sir?" she said quietly. She would be lying if she said she hadn't thought of moments like this when she'd worked for Jamie. The man just demanded respect and submission without trying, and positively oozed sex appeal. Although she was the only one, apart from Stephen, that could apparently see it. But those fantasies had come crashing down when he insisted she applied for the job with Stephen. She had felt completely rejected and crushed. She couldn't even speak to him properly for weeks after. It just stung too much. Between Jamie's rejection and Stephen's bad moods, she had been on the verge of quitting several times. But for some stupid reason, she had stayed on. But seeing him here now, holding his semi-hard cock, albeit through a shirt, and feeling it swelling in her hands, she could barely control the instincts running through her body. Her pussy positively ached for this man right now, tightening her grip around his girth. Her hand slid automatically up and down his length, the flush tip of his cock erupting from the folds of white cotton as Jamie grasped at the doorframe. She had watched Jamie fuck Stephen's mouth a short while ago, but what she wanted to do was far more powerful, she decided. Sat here on her knees, his cock now fully erect, and pressing hard against her fingers, she could only think what a beautiful thing it was, and how she wanted to worship it. Letting the shirt drop away, the light from the bathroom caressed his length, a caressing mixture of light and shadow, accentuating the throbbing veins along his shaft. She watched it, mesmerized by this pulsing thing of beauty. For so long it had been just a fantasy, but now she held it in her hand. The shadows of the filing room drifted over his face as her lips explored his erection, slowly kissing along his length. Her hand lifted his cock, allowing her to kiss underneath, her tongue flicking teasingly at him. His deep moans the only indication of how much he was enjoying this. The dense hair at his base was surprisingly soft as she kissed his balls, letting her lips slide over them, sucking them, then dragging the edge of her teeth along the tight skin. Never letting her eyes drop away from his face, she couldn't see him clearly, but he could damn well see her, and he needed to know just how much she wanted this. If he sacked her after, fine. But he would never get a blowjob like this from Stephen. Her lips sucked gently along his erection, her tongue exploring him. Slowly, Katie dragged the edge of her teeth up and down his shaft. The tremble she felt move through his body fueled her own lust, and she slipped her mouth higher, her lips kissing his tip before she slid them over his cockhead, her tongue circling his entire girth. His whole body shook in response, urging his cock into her mouth. Not willing to be another Stephen, Katie placed her hands firmly on his thighs and resisted his attempts to fuck her mouth, before sliding her hand between his thighs and massaging his balls. Feeling them tighten, she pushed one finger around his rim, teasing it. The sensation of his ass tensing to her touch heightened her confidence. Smiling to herself as she could hear his broken voice, "No one's ever," he started, his words becoming a gasp as she thrust a finger into his tight ass, pushing firmly in and out. Unable to control himself, his cock erupted inside her mouth as he groaned loudly, warm cum filling her throat. Quickly, Katie moved her mouth up and down his shaft, easing every drop from his body, not relenting as he fell back against the doorframe, his body twitching with unrelenting pleasure. Her lips moved up and down his entire length, her tongue flicking in hard, punishing circles, slowing the movement of her mouth, his cock still pulsing as wave after wave of pleasure moved through him. Katie grinned to herself as she let his cock drop from her mouth. Standing, she held his gaze before kissing him deeply. Hungrily, their tongues explored each other's mouths, voraciously sharing the taste of his cum, spilling down their chins. In that moment, something changed in his eyes, as if he realized he had just lost control. He turned and glared at Stephen, who had not moved from the countertop, spellbound by the show he witnessed. "Against the door, man whore," Jamie snarled. Stephen stood without hesitation and placed his hands flat against the door. Jamie reached over and tied his wrist back to the coat hook, retrieving his belt. Turning briefly to Katie, he simply said, "Watch," as he swung his arm around in a wide arc, bringing the belt crashing against Stephen's naked ass. Katie watched with a dark fascination as an angry red blush covered Stephen's pale skin. As it subsided, she noticed how his ass cheeks pulsed, thrusting against the door as if he was desperate for release. "You're probably wondering why he enjoys this," Jamie said flatly, swinging the belt in a gentle arc. Katie just nodded silently. It was true. She had wondered why an attractive man needed to be punished to get off. and from what she could see, belittled. Without turning to look at her, and obviously unaware of her agreement, it was as if he was just releasing a long-held pressure. He sighed and continued. We never expected the business to take off like this. At the start, it was just me and Stephen, and it was easy. We just enjoyed running the business. His arm swung in its now familiar arc, the belt connecting slightly less aggressively. But as we grew, the role of CEO started taking its toll on Stephen. Suddenly he had to answer to shareholders, financiers, the bank, the IRS. He felt like an imposter each and every time. Jamie said darkly, his voice somber, as he brought the belt down against Stephen's ass again. Stephen's body twisted with the torment of delicious pain. Katie looked at him with a modicum of sympathy. Suddenly she understood more about her boss and wondered how he carried this burden every day. It started with arguments. Stephen would provoke an argument with me, and eventually my temper would explode. I threatened to resign once. I didn't know why the fuck he was so argumentative with me. It was then that he told me the truth, and we came to our understanding, Jamie said as his head dropped, as if in mourning. As the business grew, his needs deepened, and we needed to explore more than just arguing. He's my best friend, Katie. We built this business together. I'm certainly not going to walk away from him. Eventually, he realized that punishment was the only way he could get off. He said as the belt kissed Stephen's ass again. This is why he's angry most of the time. Wouldn't you be? Jamie said despondently. Why are you telling me this? Katie eventually asked, her eyes never leaving the angry red mark on Stephen's buttocks. Because I have to be out of the office more and more, and Stephen is only going to need more help. Because I trust you. Because I've wanted to fuck you since the moment I laid eyes on you. For so many reasons, Katie, he said flatly. As the last word left his lips, Katie's jaw dropped. Surprise flooded her mind. Then why did you push me to take the PA job with Stephen, if you wanted to fuck me so much? She asked. Because I knew you'd be good at it. And because this company is everything to me. I did this for the sake of the business. And if we had had a relationship, it might put me in an impossible dilemma of choosing between my heart and my company. That's why we constructed this little charade tonight, he said, turning to face her for the first time. His expression burned with hope as he looked into her eyes. I needed to know how you would react to this situation, and this honestly seemed like the least worst way, he said, chancing a half smile. You reacted perfectly, by the way. So you want me to thrash Stephen when he needs? And then what? She asked curiously. Nothing, really. Stephen will get himself off after. Or if you want to lend a hand, feel free. I'm not the jealous type. As long as you know you're mine. His belt hand dropped to his side, suddenly looking vulnerable. His. The thought plagued her mind, something she had never even dared dream of. Her gaze shifted to Stephen, still tied to the door, his feet barely touching the ground. She actually felt sorry for him, and a strange new respect. He could walk away from the business, sell it, and lead a normal, healthy life as a very wealthy man. But he bore this burden out of love for his company. As Jamie moved to sweep his arm in an arc once more, Katie placed her hand gently on his flexed bicep, stopping his movement as she whispered, "Let me share this burden with you," before taking the belt from his unresisting grip and kissing his lips gently. Turning to face Stephen's prone form, She moved her arm in a slightly less impressive arc than Jamie's and focused all her frustration into the movement of the belt. A satisfying crack echoed around the room. Stephen's body writhed in pleasure. Clinging to the tie that bound him, he moaned with need. Stepping toward him, she stroked her palm over the burning heat on his ass, forcing a gasp to leave his lips. This close, she could see how swollen his cock was as it pressed against the door. Her fingers slid between the cheeks of his ass and teased at his rim as she leaned in, her lips just inches from his ear. She whispered, "I think if I'm going to have to make this sort of commitment to the company, I deserve a share of it." Before pushing her finger through his tight ring, she grinned as his cock twitched furiously at the sensation. Stephen just nodded enthusiastically. Stepping back, she simply said, "Good, now let's get you down so we can agree boundaries." Jamie stepped forward and released his ties. Stephen leaned back unsteadily against the door. "Lay down, Stephen," she commanded. Stephen obediently lay on the ground. Turning, she grasped Jamie's hand and pulled him toward her, her hand dropping onto his cock as she squeezed it. Jamie moaned as his cock began hardening again. Rubbing the pad of her thumb over the tip of him, she grinned as his eyes rolled into the back of his head. She could feel him throb at her touch. A sense of absolute power filled her. Hitching her skirt, she lowered herself over Stephen's face before pushing her fingers between her thighs and moving her panties to one side, exposing the swollen lips of her pussy. Pulling her skirt back up, she lowered her head to stare straight into Stephen's eyes as she said strongly, "This little wet pussy is mine and mine alone. I will decide who's going to inside it, who will lick me, who will fuck me, and which of you can come inside me. Agreed?" Stephen nodded from between her thighs. Turning her face to Jamie, he just said, "Agreed." It was no word of a lie, she was definitely wet. Spanking Stephen with the belt had been an unexpected turn-on, and her pussy was now clutching frantically for more. She reached up and grasped Jamie's now hard cock and pulled him toward her. Without waiting, she slid her lips over his firm shaft and took him deeply into her mouth, her hand grasping his balls. A symphony of moans echoed around the room from both men as they watched her lips move along his entire length. Releasing his cock, she put her hands onto the floor and raised her ass a little. "Jamie, fuck my pussy from behind," she said, shocked by the words coming from her lips. When the hell did she become such a dominant whore? Jamie moved behind her, kneeling, his hard cock pressed between her folds. She moaned loudly as he pushed inside her, stretching her lips tightly around his girth. Slowly, he started thrusting, pushing deep inside her. The sensation of power was as intoxicating as being fucked by his hard cock. "Suck his balls, Stephen," she whimpered. Stephen's hands moved over her ass and lifted his head, his lips sliding over Jamie's balls. She could feel Jamie's response as his cock throbbed inside her, his thrust becoming more determined, more urgent. Her pussy clutched along his length, gripping him as his cock pushed along the wall of her pussy, rubbing her velvety spot. Her body trembled with need, hilt deep inside her. Jamie's fingers ran through her hair, pulling her back onto him. His cock pulsed wildly. She should wait to come, but damn, this felt so good. She had waited for this for far too long now. "Stephen, lick my clit," she said. A second later, she could feel Stephen's warm breath move over her mound, his tongue exploring her stretched clit, Jamie's girth exposing it to the delicious punishments of Stephen's tongue. Her whole body trembled as the avalanche of sensations ricocheted through her. Jamie's hand tightened in her hair as his fucking became more intense, his other hand digging fingernails into the soft flesh of her ass. She could feel him swelling inside her, touching every nerve inside her pussy. Stephen's tongue sending shocks of electricity through her body. Her fingers gripped at the deep pile carpet as her body tensed in anticipation of her orgasm. Her pussy clutched at Jamie's cock, massaging it, gripping it, willing it to come. Suddenly there was a low growl behind her as Jamie slammed aggressively into her pussy, his cock erupting inside her. The hammering sensation of his cock as it exploded, pushing her over the cliff, his warm cum filling her completely. Panting, she shifted forward, her legs trembling as she felt Jamie's cock falling from the grip of her pussy. Lowering her hips, she whispered, "Stephen, eat Jamie's cum from my pussy." The probing sensation of Stephen's tongue tasting their cum as his lips sucked on her lips just prolonged the pleasure. The waves of sensations bounced up and down her body. Electricity filled every nerve as she cried out loudly, her body burning with pleasure. "Fuck," she moaned as her head flipped back, her body consumed with orgasm. She rolled onto her back, her eyes closed for the longest moment as she panted hoarsely. Even with her eyes closed, she was well aware that both men's eyes were on her. Damn it, she could feel their shock. Giggling gently, she said, "So, did I get the job, partners?" And finally opened her eyes. Jamie was grinning widely as he said, "Oh, definitely." She turned her head and looked at Stephen, who looked absolutely shell-shocked. "Stephen?" she prompted. Stephen just nodded, cum glistening on his chin. "Good," Katie said as she lifted a finger to Stephen's chin, and with the wet cum dripping from her fingertip, she signed her name on her bare stomach. Looking back at Jamie, she said, "Your signature, please, Jamie." Moving his finger over Stephen's chin, he then signed his name across Katie's skin, aware of what was required of him. Stephen already wiped off the remaining cum with his finger and started scrawling his signature on Katie. "Looks like we have a deal, gentlemen. So tell me about the playroom." "Well, you know, this story was originally going to be 2 episodes, but I've had so many emails on it, I think I'm going to make it 3. So next week you can discover the further adventures of Katie, Stephen and Jamie. Maybe the playroom will be set up. With Katie in her newfound position of power, how will she act? Oh, so many questions. You'll just have to tune in next week to see where it takes us. Now, don't forget to email me with your suggestions for the birthday show. Let's make this one panty melting. But until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.